Hey, y'all. Sam Sanders here. My new podcast is called It's Been a Minute.
That's another way of saying, let's catch up. Every Friday, I'll sit down with two guests, smart talkers from inside and outside NPR, to catch up on the week of news and culture, everything.
If you can't stop watching the news, but you're also exhausted by doing that, this show is for you. Don't miss out.
Find It's Been a Minute now on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcast. Thanks.
Thank you, Sam Sanders. And if you don't mind, I'm going to steal your music to start our show. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. You know, I attended the 18th annual Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York a few weeks ago, and it's a great chance to check in with other writers, presenters, industry types, but most importantly, to check out bands and solo artists, new bands and solo artists, people who don't have a record label yet, people who don't have a deal, people who are self-releasing, all independent artists. And the conference part of the LAMC is a great chance for musicians to network. And what I usually do is I set up a table and invite musicians to come drop off their CDs, and I end up with a big, tall stack of CDs of great new music to discover. Now, some past musicians who are just getting started and who dropped off CDs, Chicano Batman, Xenia Rubinos, Irene Diaz, just to name a few. Now, in the name of discovery, I pulled out some CDs from the large stack that I took home, and you'll hear from some of the others in future shows, but for this week, let's start with a past discovery, the group Boye Pongo. I found them at LAMC before, and this time they dropped off their new album, which is due next month. It's called Túmbalo. This track is called Suelta en Fuego, and you're hearing it here, first, on Alt Latino.
Oh. cosa que todas gozan cuando sueltan el fuego.
Dedicated folklorists, Buye Pongo from Southern California. I'm a big fan. Check out their new record. I'm sure you'll dig them too. Okay, moving on. The next group is called Bambiquina. They're from Madrid. And a really cool, eclectic mix of folk music from Latin America, rock, electronic, and crazy cool sonic textures. And mesmerizing vocals by Esther Mendez. Again, Bambiquina. This album was released in 2016. It's called Referencias. It's the first time I'm hearing it. This track is called El Primer Loco. Encontrar al sabio. The group Bambiquina on this week's show, discoveries from the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York this year. Okay, next up is an iconic Colombian vocalist named Petrona Martinez. She's the queen of various styles of folk music in Colombia. And there's a great new record out called Petronica, and it's slightly altered, reimagined electro trompeta version of some of her music. This is called Gavilán Negro.
La reina del bullerengue. Gracias, Petrona Martinez. De su compadre, Gilio Cuadrado.
Okay, up next, Los Racas, the Afro-Panamanian rapping duo from Oakland. Now, I first met these guys about 7-8 years ago, all right? They were just getting started. They were so young. They were so eager. They were so positive. And they dropped off their CD, and Jasmine and I just fell in love with them. And we've played their music over the years. And I've watched them grow and develop and become very, very talented. And I saw them again this year. They're still so positive, so upbeat, so hardworking. They dropped off their new CD called Raca Love 2. And this is a track called Bésame. Check out the video. It was shot in Havana. Still love these guys, Los Racas.
Bésame, 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 bésame. Come and kiss me. Oh, girl. Bésame, 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 bésame. Come and kiss me. Oh, when you hold me close. Feels like magic, I don't wanna let you go. Ain't nobody make me feel like this before. Give me high, you keep me always wanting more. I'm all, and if you go, I'll be scared that I will always be alone. And like a fire that is burning in my soul, you give me higher than I ever been before. I'm all,
y'all never let me go.
Bésame, 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 bésame.
You, baby, it feels so nice. One time, two time, three time, we gonna do this all night. I want you closer, wanna hold you tight.
Kiss me, love me, baby, hold me close.
You my one and only lady, me I'm on.
Kiss me, love me, baby, hold me close.
You my one and only. Girl, never let me go.
Bésame, 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 bésame.
Luz Pinos is a singer and composer from Guayaquil, Ecuador. She dropped by the Alt Latino table at the LAMC and dropped off her record called Mariposa Azul, a very cool mix of folk music and jazz. This track is called Mozo.
Dicho soy y me recuerdan noche y día. De esos tan bonitos días que me declaraste viva. Y huyendo pero ando muy sola, sola como va la brisa. Mozo, tú no me decías que se iba a cansar tu risa. Risa que fue calentando de poquito a poco la mirada mía. Mozo, ¿por qué me dejas tan así de pronto y sin decir nada? Te ven muy bien. sabes que yo te quiero, mozo. ¿Por qué me dejas tan así de pronto y sin decir nada? ¿Por qué me dejas, mozo? ¿Por qué me dejas? No dices cómo ni cuándo, solo me dejas. Ya no quiero saber.
Again, you're listening to Alt Latino. We're going over some of the discoveries that I picked up at the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York a couple of weeks ago. Unsigned independent artists who are trying to find their spot in the record business. And next up is a guy named Zeo Muñoz. He is a Chileno who has relocated to New York City. Now, he's played mostly in rock bands, but he started writing his own music, and it came out in a very personal, intimate form of storytelling. Now, this track is called Las Víctimas, and it features Gabriel Jimenez on the trompeta, or the trumpet. The album is called No Sé Lo Que Diga A Ella Again, Zeo Muñoz.
Sabes, ya me haces falta. Ya hace poco que te dejé de ver. Y una mariposita roja vino a dejarme saber que es hora de arreglar la situación y es hora de bajar las armas. Vivo maldiciendo todo donde tú no estás. La vida se me ha hecho amarga en esta maldita ciudad. No me encuentro en este mundo que es tan grande, hay tanta soledad. Y este frío que es tan frío, yo sin nadie a quien calentar. Oye, te necesito, es que hoy tengo ganas de morder y de un agüite coco en la playa donde te enamoré. Que es hora de entablar comunicación y de ponernos locos juntos. Vivo maldiciendo todo donde tú no estás. La vida se me ha hecho amarga en esta maldita ciudad. aunque sé que en mis manos este fuego lo voy a apagar. Es hora de buscar culpables y no salvar las víctimas. Tú y yo somos dos víctimas. Diciendo todo donde tú no estás. Vivo maldiciendo todo donde tú no estás. Este mundo que es tan grande, hay tanta soledad. Febrero que es tan frío y yo sin nadie a quien calentar.
And now one of my favorite discoveries this year. This is Nora Norman. She's from Spain, and the only other thing you need to know is that she has the spirit of soulful blues singers like Dinah Washington, Etta James, and yes, Amy Winehouse. This is an EP she released in 2016. The track is called Just. Check out Nora Norman.
Leave behind.
Okay, moving through our pile of CDs and our discoveries this week, Gregorio Uribe is doing amazing things with big band jazz. Okay, his mixture of music from his native Colombia and jazz big band blew my mind when I first heard it. This track is slightly different. It's Cuban-influenced with an all-female group called Canela de Cuba. He's not necessarily an LAMC discovery, but he was nice enough to come by and drop off his new CD. He's certainly a rediscovery from the LAMC. This track is called Salome.
Thank you. solo pido un baile conmigo.
Okay, time to wrap up our discoveries from 2017. And I do have to say, even though I sound like a broken record, that I'm always impressed by this seemingly bottomless pit of creativity from musicians all over Latin America and the United States in crossing genres and creating new sounds and making listening so exciting. We're going to finish with an artist from Colombia. He calls himself Subcantante. His real name is Mario Andrés Muñoz Onofre. He's a former lead singer of the rock band Dr. Crápula, who we've played on the show. But his solo stuff is an exciting, really exciting mix of cumbia, champeta, bullarengue, all kinds of Colombian grooves. This track is called El Matemático. The album is called Suena Bomba. Again, Subcantante. Okay, guys, before we go, I want to remind you that you can hear all the tracks we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Don't forget to reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Don't give up. I will get to all the messages that you sent in, I promise. My name is Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino. Thank you so much for listening.